Thereupon he returned to the forest and told the thieves he had made sure of the house and had made a plan such that at last he was certain he could not mistake it. And first he ordered them to divide into small parties and to go into the neighboring towns and villages and buy 19 mules and 38 large leather jars to carry oil, one of which must be full, and all the others empty. In the course of 2 or 3 days the thieves returned, and the captain made one of his men enter each jar, armed as he thought necessary. Then he closed the jars as if each were full of oil, leaving, however, a small slit open to admit air. The mules were then laden with the 37 thieves, each concealed in a jar, and the jar that was filled with oil. The captain took the road to the city at the hour that had been agreed, and arrived about an hour after sunset. He went straight to the house of Ali Baba, where he found Ali Baba at the door, enjoying the fresh air after supper. "Sir," said he, "I have brought oil from a great distance to sell tomorrow at the market, and I do not know where to go to pass the night. If it would not give you much trouble, do me the favor to take me in." Although Ali Baba had seen in the forest the man who now spoke to him, and had even heard his voice, yet he had no idea that this was the captain of the 40 robbers disguised as an oil merchant. "You are welcome," said he, and took him into the house and his mules into the stable. The jars were left in the court. The oil merchant in the home of Ali Baba. Ali Baba, having told Morgiana to see that his guest was supplied with everything he wanted, added, "Tomorrow before daybreak I shall go to the bath. Make me some good broth to take when I return." After giving these orders, he went to bed.